Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ann Williams with Farm Bureau Financial Services during National 4-H Week. She is a local Washington County 4-H alum. This is National 4-H Week, and you were a 4-H member. Can you share what club you were in and your favorite project?
Yes, I was a member of the Eager Beaver 4-H Club, and probably one of my most favorite parts of the fair was showing my horse.
And what was your horse's name?
His name was Shiloh, but I also started out showing one of our ponies. So I was a city girl, but had our ponies about 6.5 miles from town. So it was a really big deal for us to be able to bring them to the county fair. And back at that time, we didn't even own a pickup. We had a car. And so when I would show our pony, we were able to put her in the back seat of the car. And we would roll down the windows, and she'd stick her head out the window. And that's how we brought her to town, when we would show her. But obviously, we were not able to do that once I transitioned into having a horse. But oftentimes, we would ride them 6.5 miles to get them to town.
What lessons did you feel like you learned from 4-H that you carry into today?
Well, I always tell people that if their children have an opportunity to participate in 4-H, that it will change them and really mold them into being a better citizen as an adult. 4-H really taught me a lot of things. In our girls' club, they taught us how to give presentations. I vividly remember doing that at the fair for people that would come and listen to us. Then also it taught us about how to do record books. How did you write a goal? How did you track that goal? Also the financial side of it, because being in 4-H, you would have a role as either being president, vice president, treasurer, or secretary, and that helped you learn to take care of that checkbook at a very early age and look at those finances for your club. So there was a lot of benefits, but I truly think that, you know, that's what gave me a real start in my business career. But being able to get up and give a public speech, that's something that really comes pretty natural to me, and I feel very comfortable doing that. And I give all the credit to that back to 4-H, because had it not been those early years where it helped define and give me that confidence, I probably wouldn't feel that way today. But I truly do say it over and over that where I'm at today is because of those experiences that I had in 4-H.
And you once received Alumni of the Year from Washington County 4-H, and your business continues to sponsor several activities throughout the year. Why do you feel it's important to still be involved?
Well, this is my hometown, and so I feel for those individuals that are coming through the ranks, going through 4-H, they need our support. When you live in a community, you have to give back to the community to make it better. And so that's what my philosophy is. Anything we can do to enrich those lives of those 4-H'ers, it's just important because it will come back to our community when they grow up and they start having their families. We want them to come back to our community and raise those children. And this is the type of support that we need. We have to give them the best help we can. And sometimes that's of your time. Sometimes that is the financial support. But being there also, not only was I a 4-H'er, but I also got to serve as a leader. And that was some of my most fun times that I had. We had a wonderful time being a leader because we could really see how those kids were growing through 4-H. And it was just a very good experience.
And as you mentioned, people who participate can live both in town or in the country.
Absolutely right. And that still goes on today. We have a lot of city kids that are able to make that arrangement either with a family member or a friend or maybe a former 4-H'er who has the facilities, the ground or the buildings where they can house that livestock for them, and they help them do that. But the best way for a 4-H'er is when they actually can go out and they take care of that livestock. They know what it takes. They know, you know, getting out when it's really cold and feeding and watering them or having to shovel snow or thaw out waters. They understand that. You know, many 4-H'ers, they may not be able to go on at that state fair level or choose not to go on. It may not become their livelihood. You know, it may not be something they're going to do long term. But right now, while they are showing, it's a great opportunity if there's people in the community that have those facilities available to offer for those young 4-H'ers who don't, they live in town. But I also recommend, too, that they not do the work for the 4-H-er. The 4-H-er's got to put the work in themselves, and that's where they really get the most out of it.
As a 4-H member, community is a big part of that. What kind of lessons did you learn in that aspect?
Oh, goodness. Well, as a young 4-H-er, again, you know, I was from the city, but my parents would take me out to the fairgrounds, and they would drop me off during the day when we were not showing. And those friendships that we formed with the other kids around the communities, it was our first opportunity really to get to know some from the surrounding communities. So when you're a brand new 4-H-er or, you know, that 7th, 8th grader, they are really meeting lots of new people and just great experiences of doing that. And 4-H just will take youth so far and will help them as young adults.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Ann Williams, a local 4-H alumna, talking about her time in 4-H during National 4-H Week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.